We're joined today by Miss Autumn Hicks, director of the Commemorative Air Force Air Power Museum.
And we're also joined by...
Carissa Keenest. I'm the public relations manager.
You got to get her a name tag.
Definitely.
I'll work on that.
I read a statistic on the background information that just... I was shocked. You have 160 aircraft?
Just under. It's about 156 airplanes. And, you know, we're almost at 90% flying right now, which is impressive for the CAF. It's the first time we've reached that high on what we've got operational right now.
That's incredible for any museum. I mean, just having a collection that big is one thing, but an operating collection, that's unheard of.
Well, that's one thing that, you know, we're really proud of and makes us so different, because there's so many museums out there. We actually have a museum. I'm the director of the CAF Air Power Museum. We're in Midland, Texas, and we've got a great static collection of a lot of really interesting artifacts and some great things. But then we've got 156 airplanes, and 90% of those actually fly. And not only do they fly, they go to air shows across the country, like here and other places. And, you know, we offer rides in a lot of them, and we've got an opportunity for people to actually put their hands on the history, which is something we're really excited and, you know, happy to be able to do for the community.
That's quite an undertaking. So how many volunteers do you have that run this organization?
Oh, well, we've got about 9,000 members across the country, some even international. And, you know, at any given time, there's thousands that are out there working in the units. We've got 72 units across the United States. And if those airplanes are then, you know, assigned to those units. And the volunteers are the ones that turn the wrenches. They're the ones that, you know, do the accounting for the units. They take care of all the things out there. These volunteers and the members that we have are really, truly dedicated. We're very lucky.
That's incredible. You must have warehouses of spare parts.
We do, actually. We have a really interesting parts building back home in Midland that is brimming with all sorts of great gadgetry that I do not understand myself, but I know that when the guys come through and they're looking for parts for the airplanes, you can see their eyes light up and, you know, they start to bug out.
Yeah, we get that way, you know.
Yeah.
A little tear comes to the side of their eye.
Yes, we have it.
They've got 10 people that do nothing but cruise eBay.
I'm sure you guys are wired into more parts connections than is humanly possible.
Yeah, we've got a great team that's just, they're always out there looking for, you know, what we need to have on hand in case something, you know, needs to be taken care of. You know, with all sorts of different airplanes, like we've got everything from the B-29 to a P-51 Mustang and all the trainers in between, you know, we've always got our hands turning wrenches and something happening.
Yeah, there's always something unexpected.
Oh, you got that right.
So obviously the crown jewel is Fifi, the B-29.
Absolutely. We're really glad to have her here this year. She's for the first time offering rides out of Appleton, so we're really over the moon about that one, you know, an opportunity to bring the rides program here and let people experience that living history flight.
Yeah. I believe my brother was telling you, we were at an air show earlier this year where they were running Fifi, and they had no problem selling rides, apparently, because it was going out all the time.
Well, I got to tell you, we are running short on rides. If you haven't already bought one and it's something you're interested in, we've got just back seats available right now. And, you know, everybody's like, the back section of the airplane, that's not as sexy as the front end. Yeah, it really is. It's a great opportunity to get up and walk around, and you can, you know, you can look out the windows, check out the engines, you can see the props turning, you can walk back all the way to the tail gunner and just check out the airplane. It's a great opportunity.
Well, plus you're closer to the bathroom, right?
Well,
not exactly.
You know, the selling point that you guys are missing is you're not talking about the in-flight catering and, of course, the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
Well, you know, it's the only one in the world that flies. And, you know, if you got an opportunity to get on the only one of something, why not take it?
Oh, right. Yeah, whether you're in front, back, it really doesn't matter, does
it?
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah, you're on the plane. That's what counts.
Let's talk a little bit about the mission of the museum.
Well, you know, it's our goal to educate Americans. It's our goal to bring history to life through, you know, turning the engines on, making the props turn, and getting people, you know, in front of it and bringing excitement. I think that's the problem now. As a museum director, it's really hard. It's a real struggle to get people excited about history because they see it as a static thing that doesn't have a life to it anymore. What we do at the CAF is we bring it to life by giving them opportunity to ride an airplane or by turning the engines and making noise, you know, and we bring it to them instead of asking them to come to us, which I think is something that makes it really important as well.
I think my definition of history, you know, obviously every kid hates history.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that in school. But then you come to realize, at least I did, that history is people doing cool things. That's what history is.
And yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, and there's all sorts of different stories and different ways to pull people in, you know, from the Tuskegee Airmen to Rosie the Riveter. We've got an opportunity to reach all different kids, all different adults of different ages, and really get them involved. And, you know, that's something that we're really looking at doing at the CAF is diversifying our membership. You know, historically, when you think of aviation, you're thinking of it an older white male. Lots of money to burn, and we're trying to change that face. And we've got a lot of younger women, a lot of young men that are getting involved of different ethnic backgrounds. We're trying to really expand and get different people interested, and we're doing that through programs like the Red Tail Squadron, with the Red Tail, Tuskegee Airmen, P-51. We're doing that with Fifi. We've got a pilot on Fifi who's 30 years old, former EAA Young Eagle, and it's just something that, you know, we're doing everything we can to reach out to different groups.
Now, that's kind of an expensive lesson, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the instructor's only $18, but the airplane's $4,000 an hour.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I imagine that the cost of that airplane is much more than $4,000 an hour.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
I lowballed them again.
Well, sorry. We'll just have to educate you. What kind of exhibits and displays do you have in the museum?
Well, we've got something that's really unique to us. We've got the largest collection of nose art in the world. We've got 33 panels of nose art that were actually cut from the fuselages as the airplanes were being scrapped. There was a scrap yard up in Arkansas, and there was a gentleman that ran it that saw the girls painted on the side of the airplanes, and he fell in love and said, hey, cut those out. So he sent his guys out with axes and, you know, chainsaws and whatever else they could find to go and cut these panels from the airplanes. And his thought was, maybe someday I'll build a fence with it. You know, so he stacked up 33, and the majority of what we've got are, you know, the Varga girl type paintings, which were done by all sorts of people, some that had great talent, some that had no talent at all, but, you know, they were serving over in World War II, mostly in European theater, and they were just getting their hands on whatever kind of paint they could. So the gentleman had these cut off. He put them in, you know, up against the fence, and they sat there for a while. And finally, in I think about 1965, his family decided that they wanted to donate it to the CAF. And so they 33 panels came to the CAF while we were in Harlingen at the time, and they were hung from rafters in the hangar. They were set along the side of the walls. You know, you have pictures back in the day of, you know, guys smoking cigarettes, and there's a panel right there beside them. And now, in 1990, we built a brand new facility out in Midland, Texas, and we created an environmentally sound protection for these 33 panels. And so they've all been fully restored, they're protected, and they're absolutely beautiful. And you can't see anything like it in the world.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's go.
I'm in.
All right.
Was there any restoration work done on them, or are they as they are?
They were fully restored to their original status. You know, the paint's been taken care of. Everything has been preserved. Aluminum.
The girls have had plastic surgery. Yeah. You know, they are 70 years old.
They are. But, you know, the aluminum itself, it deteriorates. It's just the nature of that type of metal. So we had a professional team come in, and they spent a lot of time, and we did a lot of fundraising to support the restoration process for all 33 panels. And now they're hung up on a fantastic display. We've got actual interviews with some of the people who actually painted those particular panels. Hal Olson did Easy Made, and that's one that hangs in our gallery. And it's just an opportunity to come out, and you can hear his story on what it was like when he painted that, and, you know, see the panel itself. And we've also had guys that'll bring, you know, they come out, they were on the crew for that airplane, and that's their wife. You know, we have one particular panel that was painted after the guy's wife, and he never thought he'd see it again, and here it was hanging in our museum.
That's cool.
Wow.
We've got a great hangar. You can come out, a little commemorative Air Force hangar. Come talk to us, and I'll tell you all about the museum, all about...
You'll hook them up with a ride?
Oh, well, you know, we'll bring some information and show them how to do it.
Very, very good. Well, I want to thank you for joining us so early in the morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
And so wound up and enthusiastic,
perky
too.
Is the word.
Perky, yeah.
Yes, perky.
Well, how could you not get excited about nose art and airplanes?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Listen, all I know is that the perfect alarm clock with me would be for you guys to fly Fifi over our tent at about 5:30 in the morning, about 50 feet off the deck. The FAA might frown on that, though. So.
Yeah, I think so. And also the other campers might get a little excited.
I know I would. Wow, they just went over. Time to get up.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.